Everybody, the Committee on Children, Families, and Elder Affairs will now come to order. Nikki, please call the roll.
Chair Sobel.
Here.
Senator Altman.
Here.
Senator Dean. Senator Dietert.
Here.
Senator Garcia. Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Ring.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. And anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please fill out a card and give it to the administrative assistant. Okay. So the first one is Senator Jim Brown. Oh, no. Come on up, Jim. Jim is a legislative aide to Senator Legg. And Jim Brown, this is like his sixth bill he's presenting, which is he's doing a great job.
This bill authorizes a physician in a state forensic or civil facility to continue the administration of psychotropic medication previously prescribed in jail. It codifies a 30-day competency hearing requirement already in the Florida Rules of Criminal Procedure, specifies the time parameters and conditions for dismissal of charges for nonviolent offenses, and clarifies the defendant being transported to the committing court's jurisdiction for these hearings. That is the bill.
So this is a mental health bill. Are there any questions about the bill? This keeps them on the same medicine. And when does that begin? I think it's a good idea.
When a client is transferred from the jail facility to a mental health treatment center, when the client, forensic client, lacks the capacity to make an informed decision and the physician's opinion, the abrupt stoppage would pose a risk to health and safety.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, there's one amendment. Let's take up amendment barcode 734604 by Senator Altman. Okay. Jim, would you like to explain the amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair. It's a technical amendment suggested by committee staff to clarify the time requirements for the dismissal of charges.
Okay. It's a technical amendment. Are there any appearance forms for the amendment on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Alisa LaPault, Florida Nurses.
That's for another bill.
It's on the bill.
No, it's for a different bill.
A different bill.
Okay.
Okay. is there any debate on the amendment? All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Yay. Hello.
Yay, yay.
Okay. Nay. Okay, the amendment's adopted. Back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearance cards for the bill now? Oh, here we go. Good. We have people on the bill. We have Michael Wickersheim, Florida Department of Children and Families.
Children and Families, Ways and Support, Madam Chairman.
Thank you so much. We have Monica Hoffhein, State Attorney Mike Satz, and Florida Prosecutors.
State Attorney Mike Satz and Florida Prosecutors, Ways and Support.
Good. Rick Smith for Dan Hendrickson.
Big Bend Mental Health Coalition, Madam Chair, and NAMI of Tallahassee, wave of support.
Thank you. And Antonio Davis from the just Antonio Davis. Do you want to say something? Come on up. Welcome. You're against this bill? Welcome.
Good morning to the committee and everyone in this room. My name is Antonio Davis. My name is Antonio Davis, and as of right now, I am a homeless vet. I have speaking to Vice Chair Altman and a previous committee, and one of the reasons that I am a homeless veteran is because of particularly some of the things that's in this particular bill, which concerns me greatly. The first question that I would like to ask the committee is this a committee on children's and family affairs?
Yes, it is.
Okay. My question is, why is there a criminal justice bill going through this committee particularly? Because that's something I kind of don't understand.
Oh, well, I'll quickly say the subject of the committee is mental health. Subject of the bill is mental health, and we deal with those issues in this committee. The bill came from criminal justice. It has to go like before three committees, so we're the second committee. It already went through criminal justice.
Okay. Now, the issue is, as I said before, one of the reasons why I am homeless is because I've been to hospitals. I was pretty much illegally Baker acted. And I was sent to a hospital, several hospitals, and I was forced and coerced into taking psychotropic medication. So to pass this bill would be to hurt people like myself, a veteran of 13 years in the military, 3 combat tours, and it upsets me greatly to have come home and been forced to take medication against my will, psychotropic medication, Ativan, Risperdal. Excuse me, ma'am, let me finish. Those medications did a great deal to my mental my mental state of mind. Now, lucky enough that I was trained in the military to overcome a lot of things, but I don't care who it is, whether it's a veteran, a person in prison, nobody should be taking this medication unless absolutely have to. And to put that in a bill for criminal justice, to me, is a great injustice to our society and to our state. I just want to speak my mind and let it be heard.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Jim, you recognize the close on the bill as amended.
Wave close.
Nikki, please call the roll on committee substitute for committee substitute, Senate Bill 862.
Senator Dean. Senator Dietert. Senator Garcia. Yes. Senator Hudson. Yes. Senator Ring.
Yes.
Senator Altman.
Yes.
Keir Sobel.
Yes. And show by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 862 is reported favorably. Congratulations. Okay, now, members, we're going to take up tab 2. And we have Rep. Peters doing Senate Bill 1250, Behavioral Health Workforce, by Senator Latvala. Welcome, Rep. Peters. You are recognized to explain this bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that. There is an amendment and an amendment to the amendment. Would you like me to do that, or you want me to start just on the main bill?
Yeah. We have two amendments, a strike-all amendment and an amendment to the strike-all. Let's take up the amendment to the amendment first, which is barcode 430372 by Senator Hudson.
Okay, and that amendment is to just remove sections 20, 21, and 22 from the bill, specifically the prior authorization and retroactive denial portion of the bill.
In the strike-all. Is taken out and
yes.
Prior authorization?
Yes.
Okay. Are there questions? I asked a question. Are there any other questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms for the amendment? Seeing none, is there any debate on the amendment? All those in favor of the amendment say yay. Yay. The amendment, nay, none. See, the amendment is adopted. Okay, let's take up now the strike-all amendment, barcode 693250 by Senator Hudson as a courtesy amendment.
On the strike-all, ma'am?
Yeah.
Well, what's all in the strike-all in the entire bill at this point then would be expanding details relating to ARNPs and PAs expanding their scope of practice for prescribing medication under the supervision of doctors and psychiatrists, ensuring that ARNPs and PAs adhere to the same strict requirements, certifications, penalties, and disciplinary actions as physicians. It also establishes a minimum education standard for participation, and it also sets criteria for continued education relating to safe and effective prescribing of controlled substance medications. It also limits the ARNPs and the PAs prescribing authority to only Schedule II controlled substances, and it does not allow for them to prescribe any psychiatric medication, mental health controlled substances to children under the age of 18. It also expands definitions to accommodate these changes. For the purpose of rulemaking, the bill requires that the Board of Medicine shall establish a committee to recommend a formulary of controlled substances that an advanced registered nurse practitioner may not prescribe or may prescribe for only specific uses or limited in quantities. And that's to be completed by October 31, 2016. The bill also expands legislative intent to recognize that the need for additional psychiatrists to be of critical state of concern and recommends the establishment of an additional psychiatry program to be offered in one of Florida's schools of medicine that currently does not offer psychiatry. It also expands legislative intent to integrate primary care in psychiatry and other evolving models of care for persons with mental health and substance abuse disorders, as well as expanding the use of telemedicine for the patient evaluation, case management, and ongoing care that will improve management of patient care and reduce costs of transportation. The bill also is a clarification in the law that persons employed by the Department of Corrections in an inmate substance abuse program are exempt from a fingerprinting background check requirement unless they have direct contact with unmarried inmates under the age of 18 or with inmates who are developmentally disabled. The current law erroneously states this in inverse. And it also expands who is eligible to be a service provider under a substance abuse program by allowing those persons who have had a disqualifying offense that occurred 5 years or more ago and who have requested an exemption for disqualification. And this has been really critical for peer-to-peer programs, particularly with substance abuse. And because many times people with mental illness and substance abuse will have a record, it's prevented these peer-to-peer programs that have been extremely successful. And the one down in Miami has been exceptional. It's a good model that many people want to follow. The strike also removes a section relating to expanding statewide Medicaid residency programs to add psychiatry to the list of primary care specialty programs included in that. The reason that we've taken that out is because in 2015, the legislature created a graduate medical education startup bonus program, and we wanted to see how well that's working before we expand the residency programs. And it also requires that hospitals notify physicians within 120 days of an obstetric ward closure. Currently, Florida law does not require that a hospital notify its physicians with privileges prior to closing the obstetric department. And that is the strike all, Madam Chair.
Are there any questions about the strike all? I think this sounds like a lot of the bills that we had heard in health policy. And my question to you is, does this align us with what you're doing in the House?
This strike all, with the exception of the obstetric, matches my bill in the House. That's the only bill in the House that has this language in it.
Well, okay, I'm okay with that. I guess you're going to have to work that out somehow.
Yeah.
This sounds like a healthcare train. We haven't had a healthcare train pass in 6 years. Maybe this is the magic bullet that everybody could agree on. It's true. I mean, Senator Garcia is laughing, but it's true. It goes down every year for some reason. But maybe if there's consensus between the House and the Senate, we may get some health reform in the legislature. Are there any appearance form? Okay, there is an appearance form for the strike all amendment. So let's hear from Elisa LaPault. Do you want to say anything or just want to wave in support? Okay, so you have the Florida Nurses Association on board. Anybody else?
These are for the bill.
Oh, okay. That was on the amendment, the Strikel amendment. Okay. Okay. All in favor of the Strikel amendment, say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed? None. Okay, the amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. We have a lot of people who want to speak about the bill. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none. Are there any appearance? Okay, here we go. We have Susan Harbin, Florida Association of Counties. Thank you. Mark Fontaine.
Hard alcohol and drug abuse waves in support.
Good. Martha DeCastro, Florida Hospital. Florida Nurse Practitioners Network.
Allison Carvajal, waves of support.
It was Allison Carvajal. Chris Floyd, Florida Association of Nurse Practitioners. Thad Lowry, Operation PAR.
Operation PAR, waves of support, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Rick Smith, for Dan Hendrickson, Big Bend Mental Health Coalition, NAMI. Okay, we got Dan here. Natalie Kelly, a Florida Association of Managing Entities. Wow. And we have again Antonio Davis. Come on up. Who's against, I think? Against, yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you. The main reason I keep going against these particular bills is because I understand mental health and I understand the importance of, I guess, basically trying to keep up with the people that are mentally disabled. But I want everyone here to understand that sometimes you guys make very big mistakes when you diagnose somebody with a mental health disorder, particularly when it comes to us veterans, me in particular. People were trying to diagnose me with PTSD, and they kind of went way overboard as far as in my medical records. A doctor actually put that I have schizophrenia. They actually put that I had some type of unrelated schizophrenia attack or something like that. Well, what tends to happen is when I go back to work, certain things I have to take to my employer. My employer sees that, and then they go after that. As I explained to Vice Chairman Altman, my employer particularly came after me trying to say that I was doing drugs. I guess they alerted the police and everybody else. I had private investigators following me everywhere I went. And that's because of these bills that people are trying to kind of take advantage of, you know what I mean? And that's why I continue to speak against some of these behavioral health bills. I think what the person before me was speaking on about the peer groups, I think that is one thing that is important to behavioral health is the peer groups and also the cognitive therapy. I think those things that we need to keep up with the behavioral health community. But as far as anything with psychotropic medications and stuff like that, I am very much against that. Because it hurts people rather than help. And I'm hoping that you guys are making bills to help us citizens rather than hurt us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your comments. Okay, so now we're back on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Rep. Peters, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, I want to thank you for hearing the bill. I truly appreciate that and allowing me to come and present on the center's behalf. Also, I really am looking for your full support. The shortage in psychiatry is so critical, not just in the state of Florida, but in the entire country, when 95% of the counties in this nation have an extreme shortage on psychiatry, this is one way that we can truly impact and ensure that we have a workforce to address the need of the people in this state and when they are suffering from any kind of mental health or substance abuse. And I truly would appreciate your positive support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Nikki, please call the roll on committee substitute for Senate Bill 1250.
Senator Dean?
Yes.
Senator Dietert? Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Ring? Senator Altman?
Yes.
Chair Sobel?
Yes, and show by the vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 1250 is reported favorably. Is there any other business?
Thank you.
I wanted to bring to the attention of the committee today is a very special day. This is an auspicious occasion. I'd like to wish you a very happy birthday, and the committee has a card that we'd like to give you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Senator Dean.
Madam Chair, I'd like to have the record reflect on SO-862, Mental Health and Affirmative Vote.
So moved. Okay, and thank you very much.
Madam Chairman, there has been a request from the office, the audience, that we sing Happy Birthday to you.
Oh.
So I have Senator Dean lead the way. Happy birthday to you.
That's sweet.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Senator.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Is there any other business before the committee? I hope not. Senator Altman moves you rise. Thank you.
I'm